time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, and before we ring the winner of our competition, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Fairy House Sunday Market, which is definitely Ireland's favourite Sunday market. In fact, I would argue it's probably one of the best markets in the whole country. It's on the go over 30 years, and that just proves a point. That is how popular Fairy House Sunday Market is, that it has been going for so long. Now, at Fairy House Sunday Market, you will find everything and anything that you need. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, workwear, power tools, hand tools. The list goes on and on and on. There's also a car boot section where you can actually bring your car. You have to register beforehand, but you can bring your car and sell a load of stuff out of the boot of your car that you want to get rid of, unwanted Christmas presents and stuff. But you can also browse around all of the people who have their cars there selling from the boot. It really is a great selection. I went to Fairy House Market just recently and spoke to a number of traders, including Pat. And on Pat's stall, he sells everything and anything to do with bedding.
There's you've bed sets there, bedding there, four-piece bed sets. They're 30 euros. They're all cotton. There's mixtures, there's maybe 40, 50 designs any week. And then you have blankets there, you have throws, say, and you've also baby blankets, you have washable mats, more bedding than anything else, you know.
And what brings you back to Fairy House week after week after week?
Trying to earn a living.
Perfect answer. Fairy House Sunday Market at Fairy House Racecourse near Ratoath in County Meath. Open most Sundays throughout the year. The odd exception, like Easter Sunday, it isn't open because it's a race day. But other than that, Fairy House Sunday Market open most Sundays throughout the year. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to announce the winner of our competition. As you know, over the last while, we've been running a competition to celebrate the fact that we had episode 1000 of the Opinions Matter podcast just this week. So, the computer has just spat out, and we had an awful lot of entries. We were blown away by the amount of entries that we got, yeah, honestly.
Thank you so much to everybody who entered.
So the computer has picked one entry. And I'm going to ring that entry right now.
Hello?
I'm looking for Maria, please.
Yeah, you're speaking.
Hello, Maria. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you talk for a sec?
I can, Adrian.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. You entered our competition during the week, yeah, where we are celebrating our 1,000th episode of Opinions Matter. And you are a regular listener to the podcast.
I am. I listen every week.
Excellent. So you sent us a screenshot to prove that, yeah, you follow us on Spotify, and you have the little, yeah, bell icon clicked on, so you get a notification every day we upload a new podcast, do you?
I do, yeah, every day.
Excellent. Well, I have really good news for you, Maria. You have just won yourself 2-night stay in Farnham Estate in County Cavan with an evening meal on one of the nights. And I don't know if you've ever been to Farnham Estate. This place is to die for.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I'm delighted for you. What's your surname, Maria?
McCarthy.
And where are you from?
Thanks so much, Adrian. I'm from Newbridge in Kildare.
From Newbridge in County Kildare. Well, thank you very much, Maria, for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast. I'm delighted for you.
Thanks so much, Adrian.
And it's a great prize. And if you stay on the line, we'll get all your details. Well done.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you.
And that was, once again, Maria McCarthy from Newbridge in County Kildare, who has won the 2-night stay at Farnham Estate in County Cavan. And thank you very much indeed to each and every one of you who entered the competition over the last week, celebrating our 1,000th episode of Opinions Matter. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard the story from the UK yesterday. Now, this is a UK-only story, but it has caused concern in the transgender community. The Supreme Court in the UK has ruled that the term woman does not legally include transgender women. And as I said, this is a ruling that only applies to England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, but does have worrying implications for the transgender community. So what it basically means is, if you are born a man and you transition to a woman and you get a gender recognition certificate, which recognises the fact that you have now reassigned your gender, you are now a female rather than a male that you were born as. That's the way the law worked up until now, and you were recognised in the UK as being a woman now, or a man, depending on the gender reassignment surgery that you had. But anyhow, what the law now in the UK will mean is that you will essentially always be a man if you were born a man. That will be how you will be recognised, even if you have transitioned to being a woman. And that will have implications for single-sex services like toilets or hospital wards and stuff like that. And as I said, it has caused a bit of concern in the transgender community outside of the UK. And that's the conversation that we want to have with you on this latest episode of Opinions Matter.
Now, we're going to talk to a trans woman in a couple of moments who's come on, and I just want to explain to some of you why we didn't put this topic up. Normally, we put this topic up beforehand to let people know what the topic is about. And we made a decision not to let you guys know on Facebook what the topic was about, because we sat down and we knew. And by the way, your opinion does matter. All opinions matter. You know, the same in the podcast. But we knew it would be just the usual hateful bigots commenting this and that and the other, and then not even having the gumption or the balls to come on and back up their point. So we didn't want to sit there and just look at comment after comment after comment, making negative and nasty, nasty remarks. Now, you're entitled to your opinion if you want to come on to the podcast, but it served absolutely no purpose to put it up other than for people to take out their anger and their hate. So that's the reason we didn't want to put it up. And we also wanted to respect our first guest who's coming on, Paige, because Paige has enough going on in her life that she doesn't need to be taking abuse. And I'm sure as a member of the trans community, and we will find this out in a moment, she gets enough abuse online. So we're not going to add to that. However, if you do want to come on and give your opinion, you can do it the usual way. But that's why we didn't put it up on Facebook.
If you want to contact us, our WhatsApp number is 085 825 2626. Now, as Jeremy said, Paige is a trans woman from Ballyfermot in Dublin. Paige, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, how are you? It's great to be here.
So, Paige, I mentioned in my introduction that this particular ruling from the UK Supreme Court only applies, obviously, to the UK. Ireland is not part of the UK. But what is your reaction to that ruling in Britain?
Well, to be honest with you, it seems to me the general consensus is a lot of things that kind of happen with regards to the United Kingdom tend to trickle their way over here to Ireland. Hmm. And that's in with any regard, even when it comes to healthcare standards, societal views and stuff like that. So I genuinely do think that the ruling that has happened now over in the UK is slowly going to start to kind of mitigate and change minds of people here in Ireland. And that's kind of what I want to get the point across right now, that I do not want it to trickle over in that regard.
Okay, so explain to me the process here in Ireland and how it works. You are a woman. You were born a man, but you have legally transitioned into a woman. And does that mean everything changes? Does that mean your birth cert changes, your passport changes, and that you are legally recognised as a woman in Irish law? Is that right?
Yes. So basically, you have to have some psychiatric consultations in order to deem yourself with the disorder of sexual development or gender dysphoria. And then after that, then you would start hormone replacement therapy if wanted. And then you used to do the process with DPOL and then have a gender recognition certificate. But now it's the gender recognition certificate only. And once that comes into effect, then you can start to change your documents and identification. So as it stands, my passport, my bank cards, my name on any proof of address documents, that kind of thing is all with my birth, with my name page and the gender that I am now and that I have always been.
Okay. So as far as you're concerned, the law in Ireland is the way it should be. It has improved over recent years. So you now, Paige, are legally recognised as a woman. Your passport, your birth cert have all been changed to recognise you as a woman. And does that mean that you, as a woman, can do everything that women can do, including, for example, hospital wards or toilets or stuff like that, which is one of the concerns.
I'm going to give you an example here. The surgery that I needed, which was as necessary as a cardiac procedure, for instance, I needed a specific surgery and had to travel abroad because that surgery was not provided here. Upon my arrival back to Dublin, I developed a bacterial infection and was sent to Holles Street, which is a maternity hospital. They did not know what to do with me on that ward, and I was put onto a gynecological wing on the third floor, out of sight and out of mind. So as much as people like to think that the gender recognition certificate is a great thing, it is a great thing, it's vital, but at the same time, you do still get treated differently in them standards, which makes me worry about the outcome that's happening over in the UK. It's just going to make things worse.
Okay, so in the UK now, somebody like yourself, who is legally a woman, by law now will still be recognised as your birth sex,
yes.
And that could cause major problems for trans women and men in the UK.
Yes, but it's painted in this light that women need to be protected under this law, and that the whole reason that this has come to effect is to protect women. But I think instead of trying to allow trans women to foot the bill for men's crimes, they should be focusing on more things that come to daily on a daily basis, as in sexual violence, domestic abuse, reproductive rights, income equality, but they don't. They disproportionately focus on trans people because the bottom line is they just do not like trans people. And this law is not going to improve the quality of life and safety for women, in my opinion.
Okay. And again, we have to stress that this law is a UK-only law. It doesn't apply here in Ireland.
Now.
And indeed, there is no... there's no demand, from what I can see, for to change here.
Well, see, so what tends to happen, I think, is people tend to follow what happens. And I genuinely do think that to create this narrative and to start creating these rules opens up a conversation to for people to take in, when they're given an inch, take a mile, and then automatically make these presumptions, and then it trickles into something that is completely irrelevant to the topic at hand. And I feel as in like this is going to snowball now into something that is going to create an awful lot of trouble for myself. Maybe not just myself. I'm not just advocating for myself here. I'm advocating for each and every transgender, non-binary and intersex person in Ireland, that they cannot have the full fall of what's about to happen over here with what has happened in the UK.
Okay, so you are concerned that this Supreme Court ruling in the UK will lead to a groundswell of public opinion here for the same thing to happen here?
Absolutely, yeah, okay. 100%.
So, as we said, at this moment in Irish law, when you have... reassigned your gender, the Gender Recognition Act recognises that fact, and you can change your name, you can change your passport, you can change your birth cert to recognise the fact that you are now a woman. If we were to follow the UK lead on this, which by the way could take years, if it were to happen, what would the practical difficulties be for you as a transgender woman?
Well, I'm not just going to speak about myself here for a second, but I'm going to pose a question to yourself. 1 in 5 transgender people that do not access care by means of mental health advocacy or associated hormone replacement therapies or surgery, 1 in 5 of those transgender or non-binary or gender non-conforming people do commit suicide. So I genuinely do think that if this was going to be the case now over here, that suicide in young children, adolescents, or people mainly between 18 and 25, the suicide rate is going to skyrocket. And if I was to ask you a question about if you had a child that was gender non-conforming or wanted to transition, and that law was passed over here, and you seen your child spiral into emotional turmoil, how would you feel about that?
It sounds horrific, I have to say.
We've spoken about this regularly on the podcast page, and the two things I don't understand, well, the first thing I don't understand is the hatred that some people have towards the trans community. I'm not going to read out. I'm not going to read out some of the comments that are coming in because
I've read them.
But I'm not going to read them out for two reasons. The first reason is because they're spineless comments, because anybody can sit behind a keyboard and type, "Oh, that person's a weirdo. That person has mental illness." It's very easy to do that. Come on and actually talk to the person and see if you have the guts to do that. But I don't understand where the hatred comes from, because you are living your life the way that it makes you happy. That does not that does not impact me in any way. I've never understood
why people
hatred, to be honest, guys, to cut you off, to be honest, the hatred comes from closed-mindedness and uneducation.
But whatever about that, you are not affecting my life in any way. The fact that you were born male and you're now female does not change how I do my shopping today. It does not change what I will do.
But it makes you question things. It really does. Like, I'll talk about it from a relationship standpoint. If I were to meet a guy, I look, I present, I sound... anatomically, I am female, but the second you pose the question to somebody that you were trans or that you are trans and you were once male, it begs the question and makes them think about their entire existence. So I think it's something that people are just genuinely not up to speed with.
Okay, let me ask you then about, you're obviously very familiar with the sorts of comments that are made about the trans community. How difficult is it to lead a normal life as a trans woman, or is there a constant thing in the background?
Well, you can either lay on your back and completely take everything into consideration and say, "Woe is me, pity me." But there's only so much that you can ignore comments like that. And to be honest with you, since I've had gender reassignment surgery, my life has turned on a 2-cent coin. I don't associate with any comments or remarks that are made about me. I know exactly what I'm doing. I go to bed every night and know exactly who I am as a person. And the people that do make those comments are ones that would sit about night questioning their sexuality or questioning their gender identity.
You can answer this if you want. By the way, I've seen the photographs of you, and you are female. You're as female as any female I know.
I'm stunning, I know.
Well, relax there. But do you have a partner, and is your partner male or female, if you have a partner?
I don't. I did have a partner, and he was a straight male, had two children before he met, was in a monogamous cisgender heterosexual relationship for 10 years before he met. And I don't want to limit myself now, especially being post-op and living this new sense of life for myself. I do not want to settle for anyone that does not understand me.
Yeah. But you can understand, I'm sure, how a straight male that was chatting you up in a bar or whatever, when they found out that you were trans, and I assume you are quite upfront about that. I'm sure you can understand why a straight male probably would shy away from a relationship with a trans woman.
100%, and that is their own prerogative. Yeah. Like anyone's sexual preference, when it comes down to it, that's their own prerogative, and I will take that on the chin 100%. But what I do not need is somebody coming up to me of their own volition and trying to tell me that what I'm doing is wrong when it actually has zero concern of theirs, you know?
Okay, Paige, the bottom line is, you are a little bit concerned by this Supreme Court ruling in the UK and the potential implications it could have here in Ireland, and Ireland essentially following suit.
I am, yes. Bottom line.
At the end of the day, I want to say this to you, because myself and Adrian always get accused of, "Oh, lefty, woke lefty. There's nothing woke. Yeah. There's nothing woke or lefty about being happy that someone is happy in their body now. That's not woke or lefty.
Exactly. You should be happy for people like me instead of throwing hay. Like, I think we do have enough to deal with. You know?
No, I think you do as well. And as I said, you sound happy. You look happy. You're a stunning. Yeah. You're a stunning female. Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome. And you just live your life the way you want to live your life. You're not hurting anybody. God knows there's so many people out there that are hurting other people and causing pain. You're not causing pain to anybody. So you go, girl.
Thank you very much.
Great to talk to you, Paige. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
Imagine the hate we're going to get over this.
I'm looking at it already. Yeah. I'm looking at it already.
I think deep down, a lot of you people who hate on the trans community, I think you're closets. I really do. I've always thought that, you know, the expression, "Thou dost protest too much."
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has that much, Paige is a happy, happy woman. So what that she was born in a male body and is now identifies as female? It affects your life in no way whatsoever. No way whatsoever. If you meet her in a bar, and I'm telling you, half the men that are giving out about her.
If you met this lady in a bar, you would be...
all over like a rash. All over like a rash.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. More calls in just a moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la,
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Layla, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Layla?
Oh, good. How are you?
Layla, also a trans woman. We were talking with Paige a couple of minutes ago. Tell me, just very briefly, your story. You are living as a woman since 2017, so the guts of 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. So I first came out as trans in 2015, so it's been about a 10-year journey. And in 2017, I actually changed my pronouns. I've seen like a huge kind of shift in terms of the understanding that people have around this issue. When I first started transitioning, it felt like everybody was very like willing to listen and like wanting to understand about the trans community. And now there's been a real kind of shift towards hatred and towards like misinformation. And yeah, I think what happened in the UK yesterday is just a real it's a really disturbing sign of what is happening in general.
Okay, so let's talk about here in Ireland. And as I said to Paige a minute ago, this ruling in the UK obviously has no impact here in the Republic of Ireland. Maybe in Northern Ireland it will, but not here in the Republic. But the concern that I heard from Paige is that this will fuel the anti-trans narrative that you say has developed over the last number of years.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely recognise that I'm privileged. I'm not in the UK and I'm in Ireland. And, you know, in the last election, far-right parties weren't voted for. So there is no major threat to our rights at the moment. I mean, a Sinn Féin councillor has come out and said that he thinks that the decision in the UK should be looked at here. Which is obviously a disturbing one. And there are definitely issues with what happens here as well in terms of trans healthcare and stuff like that. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
You are concerned that this is it could be the start of a similar campaign here in Ireland?
I mean, misinformation will always really concern me. I do think that, you know, there are dissenting voices a lot more than there were 10 years ago. There is an organised campaign targeting trans people at the moment by, like, so-called trans exclusionary radical feminists, whose mission really, and that is, they are the people who brought that court case yesterday, their mission is to disassemble the rights of trans women and trans people. In general.
Sorry for cutting across you, Layla, but there's lots of members of the LGBTQ community that are anti-trans. And in fact, we have a message from a regular listener to this podcast by the name of Jess. Jess is a lesbian woman, openly lesbian member, proud member of the LGBTQ community. And she has absolutely no tolerance for the trans community. What would you say to people like that? And my answer to people like that is, because Jess, I think she believes that it's a mental disorder, what you have. And I always say to people like Jess, is 30 years ago in Ireland, people like Jess would have been shunned. A gay woman could not walk down the street 30 years ago holding her girlfriend's hand. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, people who were gay were often judged for having a mental illness. And I think that someone like Jess, and we'll play her message now in a second, I think she should be a bit more understanding considering she's come. Now, in fairness, Jess is a young girl. She grew up in an Ireland that was a bit more LGBTQ accepting. But someone like Jess, who was born gay, should have a bit more understanding about how people are treated.
And Layla, let me ask you then, what do you say to people like Jess, and as we said, we will play her message in a minute, who just can't accept somebody is...
You don't have to accept anything, but just a bit of tolerance.
Yeah, but what do you make of that intolerance then? That's the best way to describe it.
There's not many people, I wouldn't say that there are many people in the LGBT community who are against trans people, but of course there are a certain section. It is, obviously, yeah, of course it is disappointing. I do think there's a certain belief that, like, I don't know, trans people are taking it too far or something like that. It's really disappointing because these are people who have had fights for their rights and historically have been discriminated against. I think that they think that there's a certain, you know, that if they laugh at the clowns, they won't be involved in the circus or whatever. But I think siding yourself with groups who are going to hate on the trans community, I mean, they're going to turn around and do the exact same thing to lesbians, gays, bisexuals down the line. I think it is about control at the end of the day.
Okay, so let me ask you then, as a trans woman here in Ireland, and I'll ask you the same question that I asked Paige, what are the practical difficulties in terms of this narrative that you're talking about, building over the last number of years? What are the practical difficulties for you as a trans woman?
See, I'm very privileged. At the end of the day, I have a great job. I have a very supportive family. I have a very supportive friend group. And I hate to use this term, but I pass, so they say. I'm always open about the fact that I'm a trans woman, but I wouldn't be, you know, it's not something that people on the street would often spot. It was very hard for me to get access to my gender reassignment surgery and to get access to healthcare. It's just getting increasingly harder with these measures. My biggest concern would be that, you know, one day I will go to the chemist and I won't be able to fill my hormone prescription. Or that, you know, one day there will be a reversing where, you know, my passport says I'm female at the moment and stuff like that. But like, I don't take that for granted, and I don't think that could be a permanent thing. I mean, things like that can be walked back, as we are seeing in the US.
I'm sorry, let me ask you a question, because it just popped up. I was doing one of my daughter's passports a couple of weeks ago, and when you fill out the passport form on the website, it gives you two options of gender. It gives you male or female. When you are applying for, is your passport
female? She's already said that.
It is female.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was. Now, the chances of that being U-turned are fairly slim in this country.
That's exactly what's happening in the UK, though.
But do you honestly think it's going to happen here? I'd be very surprised.
I'd be very surprised too, but I don't think you can definitely say that it's not a possibility. I mean, I never thought it would happen in the US or the UK either.
And it has, and that's the fact of it. All right, Leila, we really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. As Paige had said before you, it is a worrying development in the UK. You feel that it will fuel that narrative, that anti-trans narrative, and your worry is that we will head that direction here in Ireland.
Exactly, yeah, that sums it up.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Leila.
I think a lot of it comes out of ignorance, though. Did you see the message from Jonathan that came in there? And he says he doesn't want some bloke in a beard with a dress. I mean, what you're doing, Jonathan, is you're confusing. You're confusing two things, okay? Mm-hmm. You're confusing drag queens, yeah, with trans people. Two completely different things. There are blokes who, not for any sexual reasons, who dress up as drag queens, yeah? And yes, they probably have facial hair and they have a deep voice, yeah? How are you? My name is Lila or whatever. My name is Josie. They're drag queens. That's done for entertainment. That's not what a trans person is. And if we had not have told you, so the last two callers we've had on the show were trans women, okay? Born male, transitioned to female, yep. Had we not have told you guys that they were two
Paige
trans
and Layla, yep.
Yeah, had we not have said anything and they were on talking about
any other topic.
Yep. Any other topic they were talking about, not one of you, and I guarantee you, not one of you would have even dared suggest for one moment that they were born male. So this narrative that trans people are, how are you? My name is Anne-Marie, and I was a bloke, and I still have a Mickey. That's what people think. That is the furthest thing from the truth.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I'm going to play the message that we got from Jess, and as Jeremy said a couple of minutes ago, Jess is and openly on this program, a lesbian woman, and Leila finds it hard to believe that somebody who's a lesbian would have an issue with trans. Have a listen to Jess's message.
Common sense won today. And what the trannies and the non-binos doing, they're giving out stink. Because as per usual, they want to victimise themselves, they want to play the victims, and they don't think it agrees with their little agenda because they're so precious and have such tiny feelings. Fuck off. This is a win for women. Real women. You'll never be a man turning into a woman. You'll never be a woman turning into a man. Get fucking used to it. Common sense won today. Get the champagne out.
Opinions matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I remember back in school, back in the 80s, this is a message for Jess, who's quite angry towards the trans community. I remember back in the day, before you were born, Jess, that fellas used to go around in school in the yard and stuff like that, and they'd say, oh, lesbians, it's just a woman who hasn't got a good ride. She's not real. Yeah, there's no such thing as a lesbian. A lesbian is a woman. I could change her from lesbian. Mm. A lesbian is just someone that needs a good ride. That's still the belief by some people. So again, Jess, for many, many years, what you have, what you were born lesbian, was seen as a mental illness by a lot of people. Your hatred is just, I don't know where it comes from.
It's shocking, I have to say.
I just don't know. I wish you could explain to me where that comes from. As a member, you're a member of a marginalised society. Gay people are still shunned by a lot. And there's you spouting hatred towards these two people who just happen to be born in the wrong body.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I have absolutely no problem if you want to identify as a man or a woman. But science and biology tells me you'll never be a man or a woman. And Jeremy, I have a question for you. You were saying that they're being marginalised and all this.
Yeah.
What about the trans sports where men now identify as women and are going to trans sports? No, let me finish.
You don't need to. I agree with you on that completely.
Trans sports and eradicate everything women have trained for.
I agree with you.
Women have done for. What about that?
No row here. I agree with you on that.
Okay. Well, yeah. And in fairness, that's a question we didn't actually put to either Paige or Layla. But
I agree with you completely on that. And I think if anything, they should probably have in the Olympics, they should have...
I've always said that there should be a trans Olympics or a trans where they have their own, but they should also have a trans toilet. I wouldn't feel comfortable knowing there's a trans person beside me in a toilet. I genuinely wouldn't.
But then let me ask you this question. Would you feel comfortable? There's two cinemas I go to in town that both have unisex toilets that where literally they're just cubicles. Are you saying you'd be terrified if I was in a cubicle next to you on a night out?
I don't agree with the unisex toilets. No, I'd be more comfortable in a female toilet.
Well, hang on. What am I going to do to you?
I'm not saying that you're going to do anything to me. Me personally, I would just feel more comfortable in a female toilet.
Okay, but let me look at the two ladies that we were speaking to. If either of them were in the toilets with you, you'd never know the difference. Not in a million years.
And I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, neither of them have penises.
But they still have the XY chromosome that makes them male.
But how is that going to change?
Science tells me.
How is that going to affect your toilet visit?
Jeremy, I'm just telling you, I would feel more comfortable just in an all-female toilet. I'd say you asked me about unisex, I would just feel more comfortable.
Okay, but again, Lorraine, I would argue with you that if you walk into a toilet and Paige or Layla walks in behind you and you're each in your cubicles, you will not, and you're washing your hands together and putting hairspray in afterwards, you will not know the difference. So why is this an issue?
It's not an issue. My point of this is, I have no problem, and Jeremy's going to ask me, does it affect my life? No, it doesn't affect my life, but I don't have to believe you're a male or a female, because science tells me you're taught in school, women have XY or XX chromosomes, male have XY, it's still taught in school.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you a question then. Both Paige and Layla that we spoke to have had gender reassignment surgery.
It still doesn't make her a woman.
Hang on. They both have had their birth certs altered. They have had their passports changed to recognise the fact that they are now women. Have you an issue with that?
Yes, because science tells you they're not male or female. There is two genders.
Yeah.
This is...
You're right, but they have changed from one to the other.
But you can change what you want. You can identify as anything now.
No, but you said there's only...
We're not talking about identifying as a teddy bear. We're talking about male and female. That's what we're talking about here.
You said to Lorraine that there's only two genders.
And there is only two genders. Yeah, you're born male or female. You're born with a penis born with a vagina.
No, but they would agree with you. There are only two genders and their gender happens to be female now. They just happen to change their gender. They haven't made up a new gender.
Jeremy, if you chop off your penis tomorrow, that does not make you a woman. You don't get a period. You can't get pregnant.
Sorry, I know lots of women.
Have to go in and get a prostate exam.
Sorry, I know lots of people who don't get their periods. I know people who no longer have wombs.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Having a womb doesn't make you female. There's women who've had to have their
Do them two people still have to go get a prostate exam?
I didn't ask that question.
Jeez, it would have been a good question. Well, neither of them have a womb, if that's what you're asking. No.
That's not what I'm asking. I don't have to get a prostate exam, do them too?
I don't know. I know some people, when they have gender reassignment surgery, have their prostate removed.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but you're right in what you say. Neither of them have a womb and never will have a womb because they were born male, and neither of them menstruate. But if is that all?
Like, No, it's not. It just, to me, as I said, if they want to go out and dress up as female and that makes them happy, off you go. I don't have to believe you're a male or female because science tells me you were born a male, you were born a female.
But they never asked you. But they never asked you.
Have XX as a female.
But Lorraine, not once when they were on the line talking to us, not once did they say we demand that people call us female. Not once did they.
But then why are they open arms about what happened yesterday?
They're worried that it's going to fuel a similar push in this country. That's what they're concerned about.
What was so wrong with the similar push in this country? Last year they tried to take the word woman out of our constitution.
Okay, we have a situation where these two women are legally, in Irish law, recognised as women. Their passports say that they're female, their birth certs say that they're female, and that's Irish law. Now, would you like to see that law reversed? Would you like to see it overturned?
Jeremy, my point of this is, would I like to see it reversed? Would I like to see this whole thing, it's complete and utter shoved down our neck? Would I like to see it reversed? Personally, yes, you were born a male
okay,
or a female.
So somebody
you shouldn't
like,
be allowed to touch your birth cert.
Okay,
that
somebody like Paige, who is a woman, who is legally a woman, who has a...
She's not a woman. She had to get reconfirmed.
Oh, no, no,
surgery
no, no,
to
no,
be
but
a woman.
Her passport and her birth cert will now tell you that she is a woman. I'm asking you, Lorraine, do you want that taken away from people like Paige and Layla?
Yes, because it's going to be taken away from women. As I said, women was tried. The Irish government tried to take women out of the constitution last year.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Let me bring in some more of your opinions.
Can I just ask Lorraine before she goes on? Lorraine, there seems to be this belief, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about generally, that the trans community are trying to shove their beliefs down everybody's throat. I've never in all my years had a trans person come up to me and say, you better identify me as
oh,
male.
Oh, you misgender somebody. Have you not seen the TikToks going around of the male, over in America, of the men clearly look like men?
Yeah,
they get misgendered. They have an absolute bitch face.
I know, but some of them are just... They literally go out to be
attention seekers.
They have victim mentality. They go into restaurants and when someone calls them ma'am, how dare you call them man? I'm not a ma'am, I'm a man, and all that. So don't judge Ireland by American standards. A lot of them are nuts.
No, but the bottom line is, Lorraine, you would like Paige and Layla to have their female passports taken from them and put back into male.
Because that's what they were born.
But how will that change your life, Lorraine, if they have passed?
Because, Jeremy, it's getting to the point now where, as I said, the woman was nearly taken out of her constitution last year. How far are they going to take this now with this whole transgender thing? Are they going to take, like, they were over in England, they were asking men, can they be pregnant? Like, it's getting a bit beyond the joke now. A woman's a woman and a man's a man.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this on 085 825 2626. This is Amanda.
Guys, Amanda here. I'm a little disappointed hearing, like, even Jess saying that about other LGBT people. Like, Jess, people thought we were sick. People said we were mentally unwell. People said all those things about lesbian, bisexual and gay men. I understand a lot of people don't understand trans. I don't really understand it. But not understanding something is not a reason to attack people. Not all, like, I don't know, I'm just disappointed to see so much hate towards people of the LGBT, you know?
Aaron, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aaron?
Good, how are you getting on?
Good. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say it to Lorraine because she kept bringing up science there. So, according to science, you're saying that there's only male and female, yeah?
But we're taught in biology, yeah. You've got XX chromosomes for women, XY for male.
Okay, well, that's not true because there's plenty of people that have mixed chromosomes. And what about intersex people?
Okay, I get that, but the majority you're taught in school in biology, XX and XY chromosomes are male and female. Yes, you'll have a few abnormalities which are intersex and that stuff. But you transitioning from a male to a female does not change your chromosomes, does not change you from being a male to a female. It might change your appearance and it might change all that, but it doesn't change biology or biology who you are.
And why does that matter?
And that's the exact question I was about to ask you, Lorraine. Why does that matter to you?
Because it's being shoved down my neck.
What's being shoved down your neck?
Oh, what about it? Okay, as I said, what about trans sports? We're being taken out of sports at the moment. Women are...
Can you actually name a trans athlete? Go on there.
I can't think of what his name is. The swimmer who took was 430 seconds something in his field and went on and won everything in the women's swimming.
So you actually don't have a clue
what I'm talking about because I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, but you're spouting shite. You're talking about stuff that you don't even know anything about. Like,
how's not knowing that an awful lot of male or transgender people, men, go into sports? Look at the pool thing over in England last week. Two trans men were in the finals.
Just because you hear of two cases doesn't mean it's rampant.
There's not just two cases. The UFC fighter, now, Grant, she went into the ring with a transgender and got her head kicked in.
Sure, that was her choice. Who said she'd go into the cage?
Okay, the swimmers. And I watched interviews with some of them swimmers. The swimmers were totally against the transgender guy. They were disgusted with it. He was 432nd in being when he was a male and then decided he wanted to be a female and ended up eradicating all the... Not eradicating is the wrong word. Winning everything and... taken over everything in the swimming.
Okay, but the conversation isn't about sport. It's about, like, just these people existing.
I didn't say they didn't exist. I have no problem. If you want to go out tomorrow and you want to put a dress on you, absolutely no problem.
Lorraine, that's not what this conversation is about, going out and putting a dress on you. That's not what we're talking about here. This is somebody who, and the two ladies that we spoke to, have been living as women for over 10 years. They have gone all the way through the process of gender reassignment. They are women, but you don't want to recognise that fact.
They're not women, though. They're not. Just because you went and got ring or you got surgery and you did all that and all that, that doesn't make you a woman.
No, there are certain things that they will never be able to do that you can do. They will never menstruate. They can't get pregnant. I don't know if once they transition, do they have the same motherly instinct that a woman would have. I don't know about that. I don't know if they have the same traits that women have, stubbornness. Unable to forget the past, stuff like that. No, that's a genuine thing I'm saying. I don't know if they have those female traits. But again...
Can I ask just, like, do you think that, like, a trans man who's transitioned, who has big muscles, a big beard, should have to go into women's restrooms because he was born as a female?
Do I think a trans man... As I said before, there should be trans toilets. I feel more comfortable in an all-female toilet. Jeremy's already asked me what I feel comfortable in a unisex toilet.
How are you supposed to know who is... Like, that's just so stupid.
How is that stupid? That's my opinion. I would feel more comfortable in an all-female toilet. As Jeremy already asked me, would I feel comfortable in a unisex toilet? No, I wouldn't. But that's just me. I would rather an all-female toilet. And again, Lorraine,
my question to you was, what are you concerned about? What are you worried about?
I'm just more comfortable in an all... I've always been like that, in an all-female toilet.
Why does it make you uncomfortable for them to be in there?
That's just... Why would it make me uncomfortable for a trans person? Yeah. Being the thing with me.
Yeah.
But what happens if somebody goes, and you're going to go back to these two girls who've had the reconstruct surgery. All right, what happens if somebody hasn't had the surgery and they're in the changing room with me and they take their towel off and their todger's looking at me?
And what trans person is going to take off their towel in front of people?
You're asking me why I'd feel uncomfortable. There's a scenario for you. What if I'm in a changing room and someone hasn't transitioned?
That scenario is not going to happen.
Yeah, but how can you tell me that's not going to happen?
I would love to hear an example of where that has ever happened.
No, but you're asking me. There's a scenario. It could happen.
It's not going to.
Says you. How do you know?
Because no trans person is going to want to get their bits out for somebody. Like, they don't want you to be looking at it. It's not something they're proud of.
Okay, well, there's one scenario. That could happen. I wouldn't feel comfortable if I was in a changing room and they took their towel off and that was...
Well, you said about a bathroom. We're not talking about a changing room. You said bathroom. So why would you feel uncomfortable in the bathroom?
I would just feel more comfortable in an all-female toilet. I've always been like that. I don't like unisex toilets. It's just me personally. I've always been like that. Since I was a kid, I've always been more comfortable going into an all-female toilet. I wouldn't like a unisex toilet either. That's just my personal preference. I didn't have trauma. Nothing happened to me.
This person was fully transitioned. They had bottom surgery. They didn't have a penis anymore. How is that actually making you feel uncomfortable? The only difference is their chromosomes. That's the only thing that is actually different.
And let me ask you then, Aaron, what is your attitude to a lot of people? And I have to say, the concern here with the trans community is this ruling in the UK could lead to pressure to change Irish law as well. What do you say to people who want to see Paige and Layla have their female passports taken from them and not recognised as women?
I think people just have too much time on their hands to be given a shite about what other people do with their lives. People shouldn't be caring as much as they do. People have their own problems. Just get on with life.
I said my point again was, Aaron, that I was saying to the listeners a couple of minutes ago, having seen photographs of both the trans women that we've had on the show, I am telling you now, there's not one of you that if this person was walking down or standing beside you or sitting beside you in the cinema or something, there's not one person that would know that they were
born in the month of Sundays.
That they were born male. Not a hope would you know. Paige looks more womanly than most women I know. Like, and that's a fact. No, but that's a fact, isn't it?
Yep, it is, absolutely.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too lazy, you'll see. La, la, la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon.
What did you want to say, Darren?
The main reason why this was brought in was to stop all that shit with women in men's sports.
But no, that's not actually the reason that the case was taken in the UK.
A good bit of reason is for that. A good bit of reason is because of that.
No, it's not. It's absolutely nothing to do with it in the UK. It was all to do with gender balance in public service jobs. It's nothing whatsoever to do with sports. Nothing whatsoever.
And what about in America?
America's different. That was just a Donald Trump statement. There are two genders, men and women. The UK case was nothing to do with sport at all. Nothing whatsoever.
So they say, but that 100% is to help with that. And I just want to echo what Lorraine was saying. And these are all there trying to paint her out to be a transphobic and all this shit.
No,
just
nobody did. Nobody did. I'm very fond of Lorraine. Very fond of Lorraine. Lorraine's a very educated, opinionated woman. Darren, you seem to live in this fantasy world where people say things that aren't actually said. Nobody painted her out to be transphobic. Not one person. Nobody. Didn't happen. Didn't.
She has opinions against the narrative.
Can you
which
just
means you're going to try and tarot?
Can you just
okay? Let's talk about that narrative, Darren.
I don't have a narrative.
We spoke to two trans women on this show. They both have birth certs showing them as female. They both have passports showing them as female.
They
are legally recognised in Irish law as female. Now,
recognised, not biology.
They are legally recognised in Irish law as women. Do you want that taken away from them?
Like Lorraine said, they can identify as whatever they want, but don't expect everyone else and the government to bow down for them.
Okay, but hang on for one second. The fact of the matter is, Darren, in Irish law now, if you, like Paige and Layla, have gender reassignment surgery, you can eventually, it takes a bit of time, but you can eventually get a gender recognition certificate, which will lead to you being able to change your birth cert and your passport. Are you saying that should be taken away from trans people?
Yeah, because it's not true. It's false. It's fake.
So you want Paige to be forced?
The man there said there's three genders, did he?
No, I don't. Did you say that, Aaron?
The man that was on.
Aaron.
No, I didn't say there was three genders. I just asked because she said there was only XX and XY, and I asked about intersex people who have different combinations of chromosomes.
Different combinations. You're born with whatever you're born with.
Yeah, but people, not everybody is born XX or XY. There's literally anomalies where people are born with XX.
And Jeremy, you said there.
What did I say?
This is not including men in dresses. There is a, just because you're a trans woman, it doesn't mean you have to get rid of your penis and you're dressed like a woman.
No, what I'm saying is you have to differentiate between someone who is male and just gets kicks out of putting a dress on a Saturday night in his wife's knickers and somebody who has gone through, like, have you seen gender reassignment surgery? It's not for the faint hearted, Darren. You'd want to be fairly certain of what you're doing.
What's the name of the man, the trans woman in America who came out and all this shit about he's changing, he's getting his penis off and all this. And 2 years later, it came out that he regretted every bit of it and was warning people not to do it.
No, of course.
I can't remember his name.
But of course, as people...
You can have regrets about any type of surgery, Darren.
But you can have regrets about... I regret that I started following Everton when I was a kid. We all have regrets.
Yeah. Jeremy, are you comparing following a team to cutting off your penis? Seriously,
everybody regrets.
There's a higher regret for
your penis is one of the biggest surgeries that you can do.
Yeah, Aaron's actually right. There's a lot of people that regret tattoos, Darren, for the rest of their life. And let me make
again, he's like comparing tattoos.
I'm talking about regrets in life. You look at someone like Elliot Page, the actress who was once known as Ellen Page, and was completely, Darren, depressed in life because she felt that she was born in the wrong body. Depressed. Like,
but does it mean that she's not going to be depressed if she is? If she does think she's a woman.
Well, I've seen interviews of Paige since she's transitioned to a man and she's known as, sorry, what's the name now? It was Ellen Page, now it's Elliot Page. I've seen interviews with Elliot Page and he is as happy as Larry now. And Darren, you can never understand and I can never understand because we weren't born in the wrong body. We weren't born in the wrong body.
Okay, Darren, the bottom line is, in the UK, they are rowing back on their laws. So if you are born a woman and you transition to a man or vice versa, it will always be your gender. You can't now change your gender and be recognised as a different gender. You would like to see us rowing back on our laws here and changing it for trans people.
Yes. The only people who have an issue with this is trans women. That's it.
Stay there. I've been asked to play a message for you, Darren. I want you just to have a listen to this.
Listen, if your man there talking about there are, you know, three genders or whatever, does he mean people who are born hermaphrodites? Because, yes, some people are born hermaphrodites, but how many arms does a human have? Humans have two arms, but I'm pretty sure if you googled, there are some cases across the world in which a child had been born perhaps with one arm. Okay, so you can't just say there are three genders. There are two genders. You're either born a male or you're born a female. Okay, so this whole concept of there's an intersex as a third gender, no. So your man who's talking about the hermaphrodites is so, so rare, and that seems to be the crux of his argument, so he can just shut up about that.
Okay, sorry, Aaron, that was for you, not for Darren. What did you want to say to that?
I don't get why people are so caught up, like.
Why do you get so annoyed about stuff like this? I don't get it either myself. I was brought up in a house to be accepting of other people who are different, and that all people are not the same. That's what I'm going to teach my children, that accept people who are different. And I just don't know why we probably can't do that. And that's not woke, by the way. If you think that's... Because I get someone tweeted me yesterday, just out of the blue, "Dixon, you're a woke. See you next Tuesday." I'm like,
for no reason whatsoever.
But I don't think people even understand what the word woke means. If woke means accepting, then hands up, I'm woke. Because I just want everybody to get along and everybody to be happy in their own body. And other people just want other people going around miserable.
Neil!
Lads, for fuck's sake, lads. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. I don't give a fuck if you get your bell end taken off, cut off and made into a vagina, or if you get your vagina sewed up and stuck a fucking bell end on the end of it. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. It's common sense. It shouldn't even be fucking talked about. Jesus, lads, come on.
Neil is very, very angry. Jesus,
and
Neil.
Again, Neil, I would say to you, both those trans women that we had on the air earlier on today could be passengers in your taxi.
Absolutely.
And
you wouldn't know the difference.
You would say you're a lovely woman. Yep. You're a lovely
and
woman.
Finally, David.
Hey lads, can't come on there. I mean, work, great show as usual. But I totally agree with Lorraine there. I think she's getting a bit of stick. Just because people, you know, get their bits cut off and put on a bleeding dress, you know, it doesn't make you a woman. You're still a guy, like, you know. If I went into bleeding TK Maxx and I bought a wizard's hat, I'm not a wizard, Harry. You know what I mean?
All right, and one final message from Jay.
Down, lads. Good topic. Lads, there you go again. Two men trying to tell women how they should feel and how they should act. Women have a natural fear of men. End of. Just because you call yourself a woman, you ain't one. You'll never know what it feels like to be a woman. And these people, especially these non-binary people, ask them one simple question, you can't answer it. When you say you're non-binary, some days you wake up and you're feminine and some days you wake up and you're masculine. What does that feel like? Because as somebody who's been a man for nearly 50 years, I couldn't tell you. And I know women that'll tell you, they don't know what it is to be a feminine. They just know they're a woman. So this is all feelings. This isn't facts. Stop trying to play it off as facts. It's like the facts a couple of weeks ago when you said two men had a baby. No, they didn't. Some woman either rented our womb or sold her child to them two gay men. Two men cannot have a baby. Facts, please, lads, not feelings.
All right, Jay, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you, all of you, for your messages. And before I go, congratulations once again to Maria McCarthy from Newbridge in County Kildare, who was the winner of our great prize of two nights in Farnham Estate in County Cavan. Yeah. And thank you to the thousands of you, and literally thousands of you, who entered that competition. We do have another competition next week here on Opinions Matter. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And also, have you added yourself to our WhatsApp channel yet? If you haven't and you'd like to be on our WhatsApp channel, where we keep you up to date with everything going on in the podcast, send the words "add me." Literally, WhatsApp the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. We will send you a link back by reply, and you just subscribe to the WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.